waking up the Tri-State each weekday. It's the My Morning Show with Bobby and Liberty on My 105.3. Will he sing?
Working all the weekend.
Or tell a joke?
What is the difference between a hippo and a Zippo? One is really heavy, the other is a little lighter.
One thing's for sure, we'll find out what the weather's going to be like with meteorologist Ron Rhodes from WEHT Eyewitness News.
Okay, Ron, here's what we want you to think about today. What is something that, regardless of how much it's explained to you, you still just cannot understand it?
Let's see. Probably the faster you go, the slower time moves. There you go. So that you're moving.
You're getting deep now, man.
Well, I'm telling you, but that it's you know, and I sit there and read on it and stuff like that. I'm still a little. I'm not skeptical. I'm sure that's right. It's just I don't see how.
Hold on. Now you have to explain that to me like I'm five. What?
But he doesn't understand it, so how can he explain it to you? Remember? This is something he still doesn't understand.
That's not happening.
It makes me think of, like, The Flash and those type of speedster movies. When they go into speed mode, everything slows down and they're able to move stuff because they're moving so much faster. But still, don't ask me to explain it to anybody.
And then the faster you go, you can go back into time and change things, but you don't want to do
you
that.
You don't want to do that.
It changes everything.
Yeah, that would be awesome, though, if you could do it. I love that Bobby really is in tune, basically, with you know, the space-time continuum from The Flash. You know?
Oh, yes. We don't want to reverse back into the very, very cold weather. Can we move forward?
Yes, let's move forward. I agree. And here, this week looks good, guys. I mean, we're going to see some rain, not snow or ice, by the way, and it's late January. By the way, 16 years ago yesterday was the ice storm. I mean, we're talking about the big one back in 2009, so... Yeah, we don't need anything like that again. So we're going to move onward and upward temperature-wise. Now, today's pretty typical. We're going to be in the low to mid-40s for a high today. A lot of sunshine today. That's going to be good. And then tomorrow, plenty more sunshine. And Wednesday, too. So the first 3 days of this week are looking good. We'll be right around 50 tomorrow and also on Wednesday. And it's going to get a little bit warmer later this week, but we're warming up to some rain. In fact, Friday looks like a bit of a washout. It's a good chance of rain throughout the day on Friday. So heads up there. And oh, by the way, that jolly old groundhog will be coming out of his hole on Sunday. That is Groundhog Day already.
Oh, wow. Okay. So I guess we'll find out then what our future holds, right?
Well, if you're going to put your stock, you know, in forecasting in a groundhog or a giant rodent, and then okay, that's fine.
That's true.
I'm not. But he is going to come out on a pretty warm day. So, and it looks like, to tell you the truth, it's going to be pretty cloudy on Sunday, so the groundhog should not see a shadow. That's a good thing. If he sees a shadow, he gets scared. He runs back in his hole. So we don't want sunshine on Groundhog Day, and it looks like it'll be cloudy enough that he won't see a shadow. That means an early spring.
All right. We'll look forward to that, Ron, and we'll catch up with you in the morning and get an update from you then, buddy.
Sounds good, guys. Talk to you on Tuesday.
It is a little harder to be grumpy in the morning when you wake up laughing.
The morning show is the best.
The My Morning Show with Bobby and Liberty on My 105.3.
We could call this Rash Talk 2.0 because I get weird rashes, but so does my dog, Molly, and we had to figure out why. If your dog has itchy skin or digestive issues like my Molly does, it could be the food they are eating, not the brand, but the ingredients. It's not your fault, pet parents. My friends at Tri-State Equine and Pet Supply on Evansville's East Side let me know about a simple test kit that helps pinpoint possible food and non-food intolerances. This has been a game changer, and it can be for your dog's health. Takes the guesswork out of feeding your pet. And once you get the results back, you're going to get a full report on food and environmental intolerances, as well as skin sensitivities and nutritional imbalances. Then Tri-State Equine and Pet Supply will match you with the perfect food for your dog or cat. Plus, when you bring these results back, you'll get a $25 reward towards your next purchase of a 20-pound bag or larger of food that's matched perfectly for your pet. When you stop in, make sure you sign up for text alerts so you can get exclusive discounts. Tri-State Equine and Pet Supply has the area's best selection of dog food and supplies at the best prices. They are locally owned and operated, and they have a super awesome drive-through. It's the area's only pet drive-through. Tri-State Equine and Pet Supply, the area's number one pet food source. 3300 Interstate Drive, right off Burkhart near Lynch. Tell them Liberty sent you.